VOA News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Angela Merkel's conservatives scored a convincing win in a German state election on Sunday, apparently holding off a threat from a far-right party in the final regional poll before the first election in 16 years not to feature the veteran chancellor. Merkel's party under new chief Armin Laschet won around 35% of the vote, exit polls show, with the anti-immigration party on around 23%. Pollsters had foreseen a neck-and-neck race, with one survey for the Bild Daily even predicting the far-right party would win a state poll for the first time. The vote was just in one of Germany's smallest states with a population of just 2.2 million, but Sunday's clear victory gives the conservatives and their new leader Laschet a big boost in the run-up to Germany's national election on September 26th. Meghan, Britain's Duchess of Sussex, has given birth to her second child, a baby girl whom she and husband Prince Harry have named after Queen Elizabeth and his late mother, Princess Diana. Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor was born on Friday at the Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in California with Harry in attendance. The birth follows a tumultuous year for the couple, who have stepped down from royal duties and moved to the United States to live more independent lives. Their press secretary says both mother and baby are doing well and are back at home. Meghan and Harry have rarely been out of the media spotlight since they gave an explosive interview to U.S. chat show host Oprah Winfrey in February, accusing one unnamed royal of making a racist remark and ignoring her pleas for help when she felt suicidal. Their first child, Archie, was born in 2019. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed Sunday Facebook is trying to silence the right wing and that his political rivals were endangering the country as he is on the verge of losing his record-long hold on power. In tones reminiscent of former U.S. President Trump's allegation of a, quote, stolen election, his comments come a day after domestic security services appealed to leaders to tone down rhetoric for fear it would spark violence. Netanyahu said, "We are witnessing the greatest election fraud in the history of the country, and in his opinion, the history of any democracy." The 71-year-old is facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as premier after Israel centrist opposition leader Yair Lapid announced on Wednesday he had succeeded in forming a governing coalition with parties from across the political spectrum. The government has yet to be sworn in. Some right-wing groups are angry at the man expected to replace Netanyahu as Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, the leader of an ultra-nationalist party who broke campaign pledges not to join a coalition with Lapid and left-wing and Arab parties. A memorial to more than 22,000 servicemen and women under British command killed during D-Day and later battles was unveiled in northern France on Sunday, a tribute to their sacrifice seen as long overdue. The British Normandy Memorial is inscribed with the names of 22,442 men and women who lost their lives during the invasion of Nazi-occupied France in the summer of 1944. It's opening on the 77th anniversary and overlooks Gold Beach, one of three beaches where British forces landed on the morning of June 6, 1944 to begin liberation of Western Europe from Nazi occupation during World War II. COVID-19 restrictions prevented British survivors from traveling to France for the event, but some 100 veterans gathered at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire, Britain, to watch the ceremony via video link. The memorial consists of a series of 160 standing white stones where the names of the soldiers who fell are inscribed in chronological order from June 6 to August 31, 1944. Some 4,000 tons of stone were used. And British Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday it's too early to say whether the government will stick to its plan to fully lift COVID-19 lockdown restrictions in Britain on June 21st. Hancock told Sky News there has been a, quote, very significant impact from the Delta variant of COVID-19, first detected in India over the last month, which is now the dominant strain in the country, according to official estimates. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News. Hits.